This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon, Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Evan Erickson. Bethel musher Pete Kaiser and his team will run the Iditarod this year. Kaiser announced his decision to compete earlier this week. It'll be his 15th time running the long-distance race. Kaiser won the Iditarod in 2019. He finished the 1,000-mile course in less than 10 days. In 2023, he placed second. Now he's hot off of another historic victory, taking first place in the Kuskokwim 300 last month, earning his 10th victory and becoming the race's winningest musher. Kaiser last ran the Iditarod in 2024, where he took 9th place. Since his Iditarod debut in 2010, he's been competitive in the field, finishing among the top 10 in most of those races. The Iditarod will start from Willow on March 8th, following a ceremonial start through downtown Anchorage on March 7th. From there, racers will make their way north to Nome. 36 mushers are currently registered to run the race this year. Immigration enforcement agents swarmed a Soldotna home Tuesday morning and took a family of four, including a kindergartner, into custody. Sonia Arriaga moved to Alaska from Mexico in 2023. Alexander Sanchos Ramos is her husband. He's a U.S. citizen who was born in Seward. He says agents arrived in about 5 vehicles and pulled her from her car when she returned from driving her middle child to school.
I'm not talking about nicely either. I'm talking about aggressively grabbing her and pulling her out. You know, she's still in her pajamas, for crying out loud.
He said masked agents placed him in handcuffs as he stood outside wearing gym shorts and sandals. Arriaga and her 3 sons, ages 5, 16, and 18, were eventually taken to Anchorage. Sanchez Ramos said the oldest son was put in jail while the younger sons and their mom were detained in a hotel. The story of their arrest reached a group of church leaders in Anchorage. Michael Burke is senior pastor at St. Mary's Episcopal Church. At a news conference, he said the case raises grave moral concerns.
How could anyone possibly claim to support family values when they are willing to stand by and be silent when a 5-year-old is taken into detention?
Sanchez Ramos says Arriaga was in the country legally and was seeking asylum based on threats of violence in her home state of Jalisco, Mexico. He says they met at a Mexican restaurant where they both worked, and they married earlier this month. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has not yet responded to an emailed query about the case. If you've noticed you're paying more for a cup of coffee these days, you're not alone. Bean prices have been extremely volatile in recent years. Then came President Trump's sweeping tariffs, which the White House removed on some agricultural products, including coffee, in November. But as Alaska Public Media's Ava White reports, those tariff expenses are still impacting local roasters.
When you step in Zoe Ash's garage in Palmer, you're hit with the smell of coffee. Bags of it are everywhere and come from all over the world.
Okay, so this is the Guatemala. I love that they're like little bags because I can move them myself. This is like Sumatra.
Ash owns Farm Loop Coffee. What started as a hobby about 5 years ago quickly grew to selling roasted beans at farmers markets and wholesale to eateries around the state. The company specializes in small batch, light, and medium roasts and prides itself on carrying a variety of single origin coffees. That Guatemalan coffee Ash was just talking about was delivered earlier this month. The price is up 30% since 2024, and this latest order had an extra 45 cent per pound tariff on top of that.
I'm still just in the aftermath of kind of keeping this whole thing alive after increases and the tariffs. We're going to keep seeing the effects of tariffs.
Alaskans love coffee, so much so that Anchorage has one of the highest concentrations of coffee shops per capita in the nation. The United States imports a mind-boggling amount of coffee, about $9 billion worth in 2024, but only produces about 1% of it. Damage to harvest spurred by human-caused climate change in top-producing countries, blended with President Trump's sweeping reciprocal tariff policies, have resulted in significantly higher prices for local roasters like Ash.
It kind of was like a double whammy in a way.
And it's not just small roasters getting caught in the grind. Jonathan White owns Steam Dot, which has 2 cafes in Anchorage and sells wholesale to many local businesses and retail chains, including Costco and Walmart.
we'll be licking our wounds for a while. It's going to be several months, maybe years, before we're able to find an equilibrium from the losses we incurred in a half a year.
White's business orders months in advance. He says tariffs, especially on Brazilian coffee, were an unexpected bomb that went off in the industry.
I would say that almost every espresso blend at every coffee shop in America has Brazil in it for a reason.
Steam Dot raised wholesale prices twice in the last year for a combined 11% due to rising costs. Even though coffee tariffs are gone, White says the impact on prices will linger for months. The company is currently working through beans ordered last summer.
The amount of tariffed coffee that still exists in the world is quite high. So brokers, people who sell green coffee, want to get rid of that first before they start selling non-tariffed coffee. High coffee prices at the grocery store and at your local drive-thru probably aren't going down anytime soon.
Alaskans already sip some of the most expensive coffee in the nation. The average price of a latte costs over $6. Roasters are just one example of businesses in the state still struggling under Trump's tariffs, says Greg Wolf, president and CEO of the Alaska International Business Center. He says the tariff turmoil has left businesses in a haze of uncertainty.
Certainty matters because sometimes you're investing thousands, millions, billions of dollars, and you need some level of certainty, some level of predictability. In the absence of that, it's chaos.
In Wolf's 40 years in the industry, he says he hasn't seen tariffs being used like they are today as an instrument in geopolitical and foreign policy issues. He says it's a difficult time for businesses and experts like himself.
None of us have been in the situation where the tariff policy seems to be the tool of choice.
Reporting from Reuters says industry experts expect a coffee production surplus this year. That and the removal of tariffs will eventually cool bean prices, but it'll take a while. In Anchorage, I'm Ava White.
This is KYUK News. I'm Evan Erickson. Koyana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yuktun Ganumchid coming up.